When this bar meets world.
Pretty depressing, isn't it?
You talking to me?
Actually, I was just talking to myself. But you look like you're in the same boat.
What boat? What are you talking about? I'm just sitting here at my table alone trying to enjoy a cup of coffee.
Look at them. Laughing, enjoying themselves. Having a good time. I hate them.
Who?
Them. The popular.
I'm popular. Well, hey, man, why don't you come and, you know, sit with me?
No. Why don't you come sit with me?
Nah.
And there it is, then.
Yeah, there it is.
Attention. The Pembroke Harvest Mixer is about to start on the second floor. And remember, only those with invitations may attend.
Well, looks like it's just you and me, huh?
Now it's just you.
Good morning. Say, is that one of those delicious cups of coffee from Brew Lagoon, conveniently located in the Pembroke Student Union?
Why are you talking about that?
I'm not. Rachel, why don't you scrape the garbage into the garbage disposal?
I'd just rather do it this way, okay?
Okay. Have a good morning. And in case I don't see you, good evening, good afternoon, and good night.
It's all the excitement.
Oh, 11 a.m., man. She's back from the gym, a little sweaty, very sexy. Drives me crazy, dude. And then, the shower.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Her. The one in the background, man, behind the unpopular guy doing a puppet show. Hey. Oh, come on, get out of the way, Cooper. Oh, that's the part I got.
You sure that's three cheeses? Because I only see two. Where's the Gouda, pal?
That's right. That's better. There's a lot riding on these here eggs.
Hey, I made Feeny a happy face waffle.
Huh?
The blueberries are the eyes.
Oh, this is so gonna work.
But I am concerned this is a tad morally wrong.
Oh, please. Corey, all we're doing is treating the man who has been the driving force in our lives to a brunch. And if he happens to go a little easier on us in class,
so be it.
Okay. Here you go, Mr. Feeny.
Ooh, a happy face waffle.
And a three cheese omelet fit for the best educator in America. Mm-hmm. That's one, two, and Gouda makes three.
I like Gouda.
I knew that.
Brunch really wasn't necessary.
Oh, it's nothing. It's our way of saying thanks. We're just glad we could sneak away from all our studies to do it.
Been burning the midnight oil, have you?
They are killing us, Feeny. I mean, that Professor Williams is a sadist.
Well, you know, there's always one tough class.
If only.
They're all ridiculous.
Scone?
Oh, no, please. I really have quite enough food.
Oh, are you kidding me? Look at you. You're ripped. You're cut.
Jelly?
Boys, far be it for me to look a happy-faced waffle in its happy-faced little mouth. But what's the deal?
Deal?
Ouch.
Your words hurt like fists. I mean, we really took you out as an appreciation of how much you've taught us thus far.
And we know that you've got a vested interest in us and want to see us do well.
Oh, I do.
And we want you to know we're going to try very, very hard in your class.
Even though we've got so much work in all our other classes.
I mean, they're killing us, Feeny.
It's like we can't breathe.
But we do not want any special treatment or consideration.
And we don't want you to think of this brunch as a bribe.
You want an extension on your midterm papers?
We'll give you $100 cash right now.
Boys, we've known each other for years. We have a long history together. You don't have to go through all this. If you need some help, just ask.
We just need a few days.
Four.
Three.
Two.
All right, two.
Now that's how you make a deal.
More bubbly?
And that's how you eat soup. And if it's hot, I found you can blow on it. Let's try it. Why? How long have you been filming us?
It's not film. It's live. It's spontaneous. It's unrehearsed. Absolutely anything can happen, even this.
I told you they were gay.
Why would you do this? You want to know? I was afraid, okay?
I'm afraid to just be another face in the college crowd. People that know me. I mean, maybe if they do, then they'd come over and they'd sit with me in the morning and just drink a cup of coffee.
You did this to have friends?
Yeah, that's right. I did this to be popular.
How does he have a show and I don't?
Hey, what's something yelling about?
This is...
Congratulations. You're on TV.
Who else is watching this?
It's a big crowd watching you at the Student Union.
You know, it's almost worth the 23 hours of crap just to get to this.
No, man, they're watching me. They're watching her, not you, her. Oh, why would they be watching her? That's crazy. She's not even dressed. Oh, okay.
The next time, I'd like you to finish reading the Canterbury Tales and be prepared to discuss Chaucer's intent. Not so fast. I have your midterm papers.
Well, so first real big grades. I'm kind of nervous. Why, Angela? You're an incredible student and you worked really hard. You have nothing to be worried about. Remember, boys, this is only one grade.
And one. Okay, Corey, you ready?
Yeah, this is it. One, two, three.
I got a B!
Me too!
Good, Corey. Your parents will be very proud. What is this?
It's a B. Hey, we got the same grade.
This is a travesty. I got a B plus. Who cares? How do I get the same grade as these two schlubs?
Phoebe, thank you for the Bs.
What did you get?
Don't thank me, boys. You did the work.
And believe me, you are going to be just as happy with the next one.
Are you aware that the next paper was due yesterday?
Yeah, well, that's what we wanted to talk to you about, because you remember how you said we could always come to you? Well, we're here.
How about 3 days?
No days.
2 days.
No days.
Sean, perhaps...
I'm negotiating.
Let me see if I understand this. You just decided that I would give you another extension?
Well, because of our long history together.
So you just didn't bother to do the papers at all?
They're killing us!
Oh, it's like we can't breathe.
I see. Well, there's no need for you to turn in your papers at all, boys.
Sounds good.
I can give you your grades right now.
Well... Even better.
You both get Fs.
Hey, that's not fair.
There's nothing more to discuss.
Finny. Oh, no. Don't you run away from me, you old goat.
Oh, wow.
I thought he was our friend.
Yeah, I know. He didn't even discuss it, did he? I mean, he gave us an extension on the midterm. What's the big deal with this one?
Yeah, it's like he's two different people.
I thought we all had a special relationship with him.
Minnie, you changed
it! Well, since you're not set on a name for the baby, I myself have always been partial to George.
George? Hmm. George Matthews. Well, we'll throw that into the hat.
George is a fine old name of Germanic origin. It means watch out, the sheep are coming.
Watch out, the sheep are coming, Matthews.
We'll think on that.
What's he doing here?
Hey, what's the problem?
Well, why don't you ask him?
Him is Mr. Feeney to you.
That's all right, Amy. It's just a matter between a teacher and his students.
I don't care what this is about, George. Don't you ever use that tone of voice with this man.
This man stabbed us in the back.
I'm sorry you feel that way. Amy, this coffee is so good, I'm taking it with me.
This better be real good.
I don't even want to hear about it. They're incredibly rude, and I'm going to punish them right now.
No, you can't punish us. We're in college.
Oh, yeah? How about I hit you so hard you're back in high school?
Dad, it's really hard to be civil to Mr. Feeney after what he's done to us.
And what did he do to you?
He double-crossed us.
We came to him as friends and told him how swamped we were with our other classes.
And what does he do? He says, oh, I understand. He says, oh, you can always come to me. And he lets us slide a little on our midterm.
Then he kills us on the next paper.
And what was your grade?
We didn't even turn it in.
Yeah.
He thinks that's an F.
Yeah. It's like we were gonna turn it in. He didn't even let us explain. He just gave us an F.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I'm understanding this. Mr. Feeney was understanding enough to let you guys slide on a problem you had with your midterms.
Right.
So you assumed that was going to be the arrangement for the rest of your academic life?
Yeah.
Where's bad?
Nowhere's bad. It's bad to think that Mr. Feeney couldn't even give you guys a break without you taking advantage of him.
You may be in college, pal, but you still have a lot of growing up to do.
Hey, you got a button on that thing that gets her naked?
Yeah.
Hey! Yeah.
You don't talk about my Rachel that way, right? I created her in my own image. She's like my daughter. Watch what I do to her now.
Hey! Calm down. It's the first time I've ever controlled another human being. I'll get her back. Look, see?
Where is she?
I'll get her. Hang on. I got her. Rachel. Come into the living room, Rachel.
Yeah.
Come downstairs, Rachel.
Eric, is that you? Where are you?
I'm over here.
Where?
In the student union.
What?
Nuts. I'm in your mind. I'm in the student union of your mind.
Oh, Eric, what are you doing? Eric, why am I still on TV? I thought you said you were going to stop that. Jack?
This isn't about me anymore, Rachel. This is about you. You're what the people want.
Yeah.
Tell her, Louie.
Rachel, it's me, Louie. I love you.
Louie? Tell me about yourself.
Is he still doing this?
Yes.
Ah, where is he?
He's in the student union. He's controlling everything.
Oh, no, it's nothing. It's a simple sound effect coming out of the stereo.
Oh.
That's impressive.
Where have I seen this before?
Jack, let's get out of here. Come on.
What? What's the matter?
It's a brick wall.
Boy, you really thought this one out.
Balcony.
What do you mean, the balcony? It's like three stories down. We can't go out the balcony.
The only way out is through the window, over the sink, and down the fire escape.
The only way out is through the window, over the sink, down the fire escape.
Oh, no, we'll lose her before shower time.
She's not going anywhere.
Come on.
Watch this.
God, what's the matter?
Come on, Rachel. Tell him.
Bunny baby.
What?
Bunny baby, want to play down the bunny hole? This is where mommy puts all the carrots. Let me put the light on so you can see.
Okay. All right. It's okay. Come here.
Heartless, unfeeling control freak. It's no wonder you're not popular.
Yeah.
What? This is great TV. This is human drama unfolding before you.
Rachel. Come on, it's the only way, okay?
No, I can't. I can't do it, Jack. I can't. I will kill him.
Rachel, Rachel, come here. You have to come through the window. That's the only way.
What do you mean, over the sink?
Yes.
What have I done? Oh, man, what's the point of being popular? I just hurt the only two people who even tolerated me. I am a monster. Rachel, come on, Rachel, you can do it. You gotta go over, Rachel. Confront your past, Rachel. Conquer your fear. Do it for Bunny Baby, Rachel.
Bunny Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just witnessed the triumph of the human spirit. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who helped me with this. First of all, I'd like to thank the boys in the audiovisual department. I would like to thank the wonderful people at Milt's Masonry who built that lovely brick wall. And I would like to thank my roommate Jack and, of course, the heroine of our saga. You got here incredibly fast.
Well, I was incredibly motivated.
Rachel, I am so proud of you.
Jeez, you're a freaking Amazon.
Get out of my way.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, wait a sec. Rachel. Before you do anything, I just want you to think about this. I just want you to remember that it was I who created you. It was I who gave you life.
This is really gonna hurt, isn't it?
You heard me. Where's the Gouda, pal? Now, was that so hard? Sean,
I got Feeny a sorry-faced waffle.
Oh, nice touch.
Here you go, Mr. Feeny.
Why is my waffle so sad?
Because we are. Sad that we ever took advantage of our friendship.
Sad that we let you down.
Sad that the whole thing blew up in our faces. I'm sad, but I'm honest.
Boys, you've already apologized. I mean, this isn't necessary. Love that Gouda.
Oh, but it is necessary. And we have something else for you.
You remember that paper we never turned in?
Yes.
Well, we stayed up all night, and we did it anyway.
Just because we thought it was the right thing to do.
And because we want to earn our grades on the strengths of our efforts and not on the strengths of our friendship.
Well, I am deeply, deeply touched. F. F. What would a D minus get me?
You know, I gotta tell you, that little stunt you pulled really backfired.
What are you talking about? I'm the most popular dude on campus.
Not with Rachel. Why are you busy terrorizing her? Rachel and I got much closer, if you catch my drift.
You ingrate. I put you on TV and that's how you repay me, huh? By stealing my girl?
Why don't you live with yourself? I don't. I live with you.
Yeah, I'm thinking Rachel and I might take our relationship to that next level. Thank you, Eric.
Could you guys disappear? I'd like to be left alone with my date.
Date?
Yeah, I found a guy who's absolutely crazy about me.
Hey, losers.